Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let's talk to Missouri's Secretary of State. Jay Ashcroft joins us right now. Sir, thank you so much for the time today. It's great to have you here.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again.
So let me just ask you that question. Missourians are concerned about the efficacy of voting, the way that many people federally are trying to take over elections and change elections. Can the Missouri voter trust that the system in their state is going to be effective?
I'm confident that Missourians can vote the elections in Missouri. Obviously, we saw in other states like Pennsylvania where they didn't follow their own laws. But in Missouri, we do follow our laws. We've run our elections well. We've seen some people that have been caught cheating. We've referred those to prosecutions. But as we continue to look at our elections, we can find no reason to believe that there was any sort of mass fraud or anything that would have changed the outcome of the elections. That doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to make them better. We ought to make sure that we require a government-issued photo ID. We ought to make sure that we go to hand-marked paper ballots. There are all sorts of things we can do to continue to make sure people can trust and have confidence in Missouri's elections.
So, you know, I am a resident of the state of Illinois. Our rules and laws
are... I'm very sorry for you. Please move on over.
Please send your sympathies my way. Thank you. What's the difference between Missouri and how they conduct? Like, what does a voter need to do in Missouri, and how does that compare to not necessarily specifically Illinois, but some of these other blue states who have made the thing wide open for voting?
Well, you know, we see a lot of states that don't want to have control over ballots. They don't want to make sure that the person that filled in the ballot was the person that should have it. We want to make sure that every registered voter can vote, but we just want to make sure they can only vote once, not twice. We want to make sure that when we have someone that's living in an assisted living facility, we're not just sending an absentee ballot out there that some staffer is filling out, but that we send a two-person team, a Republican and a Democrat, bipartisan, and we vote those individuals in person so we know that they are voting, that their vote is counting, and it makes a difference. It's not rocket science.
Secretary, I hear you saying you want to encourage everyone to vote, but there is a definite push out there from specifically the Biden administration and the Democrats controlling Congress, and we see it on the local levels as well, that there is a fear that there are people who are being marginalized, who are being excluded from this process. What evidence have you seen that that is the case, or to the contrary, what evidence are you seeing that that is not?
Well, that's just not true. In Missouri, while I've been Secretary of State, we started to implement a government-issued photo ID requirement. We weren't fully able to implement it because of a partisan Supreme Court. But even with what we were able to implement, we've heightened the security of our elections, and we've increased ballot access. We now have people that are voting in every one of our major elections that would have been turned away under the old law but are allowed to vote under this law. You can make elections more secure while you're making sure that every registered voter can vote. It's not that hard. The reason why Democrats are trying to make charges and changes is because they can see the polls. They understand that they are out of line with what the people of this state and this country want, and they're afraid that if Democrats don't put the thumb down on the scales, they'll be kicked out of power.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's always a power struggle that's taking place, and looking at the issues that continue to come up to try to change the way that voters do get to cast their ballots, you know that there is always a reason that both sides are pulling in the direction that they are. There are two issues that I continue to see come up on my radar as far as Missouri state voting and election processes are unfolding. And the first one is the redistricting maps. And again, I will reiterate, I'm from Illinois. You should see the new district that I'm in. It's like an Etch-a-Sketch got drunk and went crazy. And the second one is this ranked choice voting. Speak on those two issues for me and let me know specifically what those issues are that are facing Missouri voters right now and what you're doing to make sure that the end result here instills the integrity in the election process for the voter.
Well, with regard to redistricting, I think we need to do the best we can to make sure that whoever is in charge of the United States House of Representatives will do a good job of representing Missouri. Nancy Pelosi is not doing that. She is for abortion on demand. She doesn't believe in supporting our men and women in law enforcement. She doesn't believe in securing the border. She's fine with, 7-8% inflation we're having that is killing fixed income individuals, their ability to get what they need, and families that are not making a whole lot. We need to be creating opportunity for those individuals. We need to be creating opportunity for them with education. That's not happening with the current Congress we have. We need to go to a 7-1 map that will better represent, frankly, that the number one industry of Missouri is agriculture and have seven districts that are based and founded in agricultural areas of our state. But it will also lead to change in Congress and get someone that will better represent our state. And with regard to ranked choice voting, you just have to look at who's supporting it. This is not something that's being done because they think that, oh, this will make our elections better. This will make them as pristine as the wind-driven snow. These are individuals that have realized they haven't been able to get their way under the old rules. So they say, we have to change the rules. That's what they're doing. That's what they've tried to do with other areas of our laws. The people of Missouri should be in charge of how Missouri's elections are run. I trust them. They are smart. I don't know why Democrats don't trust them other than the fact that that the people of Missouri keep voting against Democrats.
That is evident for sure. I want to ask you a little bit more about the redistricting process because I have a lot of people who have talked to me on this issue and advocated specifically for what you just talked about there, that 7-1 map. And I'm approaching this lightly for two reasons. The first being because I'm a resident of Illinois and I don't want to persuade people on something that doesn't directly affect me since I'm speaking to a lot of people who it will directly affect.
But this affects everyone.
Well, it does. And that's the second thing that I wanted to address on this redistricting issue. The Democrats have massive control in the state of Illinois and they have used every ounce of that control to squeeze out every voter in their favor in a way that absolutely is gerrymandered. When I look at the maps that have been presented in the state of Missouri, they don't look all squiggly and far-reaching the way Illinois Democrats have used that process to benefit themselves. How do you combat that accusation that a 7-1 map in the state of Missouri is a gerrymandered process that doesn't reflect the actual voters of those regions?
Well, first of all, there's two things here. I'm an engineer, and one of the things that we always talked about in engineering is you have to look at both sides of the equation. You cannot just look at what Missouri is doing and not look at what other states are doing. What is it? I think Nevada was won by President Joe Biden by like 2.5 percentage points, and they're going to a 3-1 congressional map. So there was a 2.5% difference in the presidential vote tally, and yet they're going to give 75% of their congressional seats to Democrats, and only one of them will go to Republicans. If you look at what's happening in Illinois, I think they're going to go down to almost maybe two Republicans in their congressional district. Yes, Democrats have a majority at the state, but if you want to use population percentages, that's way out of whack. Look at New York. I believe right now they have seven Republicans, roughly, or seven leaning Republicans seats. There's a new map that's being put out by the legislature that would take that down to two. The idiocy here is saying that, well, we're going to act this way while everybody else is playing by different rules. It's like taking a knife to a gunfight. It's a stupid thing to do. Now, don't go to a gunfight either. Don't get me wrong. But when the other side is playing by those rules, we can't just roll over and act like it doesn't matter. For me, it's not even a Republican versus Democrat thing. It's about our country and the values that made our country great and making sure that everyone, every child that's born and yet to be born will have the opportunity for a challenging education. We'll know that regardless of the color of their skin or how much their parents made, they live in America and they can strive to be the best, and some of them will be the best in whatever field they want to take. That's what it is for me. This is about making sure that American dream continues and that the benefits of liberty and tranquility continue on for future generations.
I think that's a pretty good advocacy for your position there. Secretary Ashcroft with us right now. The 7-1 map that you talk about, what's going to be the conclusion of this fight? How is this going to shake out?
Republicans in the legislature are going to roll over and ask Nancy Pelosi what she wants. And instead of even staying at the 6-2 map, they'll probably go to a map that'll be 5-3 in the next 4 to 6 years.
What does Nancy Pelosi have? Like, what? How? Why? I don't even know the question to ask. That seems absurd.
There's a joke I've heard where someone said the problem with Democrats is that they follow their platform. The problem with the Republicans is that they don't follow their platform. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be used either way, depending on which side of the political spectrum you're on. I don't understand it. I think that's why we see such a an unhappy electorate, is they're sitting there saying, where are the people fighting for what we voted for? Where are the people that are standing up and saying, we don't want the values of Washington, D.C. imposed upon Missouri. We want the values of Missouri imposed upon Washington, D.C. It wasn't the values of Washington, D.C. that created this country. It was the values that we have in the heartland that used to be on the coast that took 13 pretty much inconsequential colonies and made them the lone superpower. And if we don't get back to that idea of those values, we are in real trouble.
So, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft with us right now. Before I let you go, is there still time for Missouri voters to advocate for that 7-1 map or
there
a secure 6-2?
There is always time.
What and do they do?
And they need to, if at all possible, they need to get to the Capitol. If they can't, they need to be writing letters and calling. And it's, you know, yes, the redistricting is the topic du jour now, but what we need in government is more citizen participation. That's on education, that's on redistricting, that's on election laws, that's on everything. We need to fight to make sure we have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, not a government of the bureaucrats, by the bureaucrats, on the people's back.
So contact your state representatives, contact your state senators.
State senators, state legislature, get out on social media, make noise.
Make some noise. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, thank you so much for the time today. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. On Twitter, at Jay Ashcroft Mo.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.